You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.
Yeah.
Am I ready?
You are.
I can tell you I'm very, very ready for this. I'm not stalling at all, looking for the sounder.
Why would you?
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the f***ing mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the f*** up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's life.
It's woke news on the Johnny B. Show.
Yeah.
Los Angeles County has barred official travel to Florida over the state's so-called Don't Say Gay law.
But Sunshine, shut up. Are you serious?
I'm serious. But
oh my God, that's gay.
But Sunshine State officials are calling the woke move California's loss. The LA County Board of Supervisors voted this week to bar staffers from traveling to Florida unless it would, quote, seriously harm the county's interest. The action comes in response to a Florida law that prohibits sexual orientation and gender identity instruction for kids in kindergarten through third grade. Critics say that the measure is hostile to the LGBTQ community and have dubbed it the Don't Say Gay law. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis argues that the legislation aims to shield children from age-appropriate subject matter. DeSantis spokesman Christina Pashaw ripped the travel ban on Thursday, said that the woke bureaucrats running L.A. County are shooting themselves in the foot for their political grandstanding. This is a misguided policy that is punishment for L.A. County employees, not for Florida. She argued that her state's tourism has boomed of late due to mounting dissatisfaction from other areas of the country.
I'm not surprised, you know, but man, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's incredible. It's hostile towards LGBTQ. How is it hostile towards them?
I don't know.
That's the biggest misconception. And look, I've said it before. I don't agree with everything our governor does. But this one, nowhere in there does it say gay at all. It just don't talk about adult-themed stuff with little kids, with 5 and 6-year-olds. You know, I don't understand. I'm blown away by it. It's crazy. This is one of those things. It's like a my team, your team thing. I see people all the time on social media just going in on, you know, calling him every name in the book. It's crazy to me. And people can't see that they're being absolutely duped with the media narrative. And DeSantis even called it out. He called out local media on it. He called out national media on it. And he's not wrong on this one. You know, it's crazy. Like, if I thought it was absolutely going to affect gay people or anybody in a negative way, I wouldn't like it either. But I don't see it like that. I've read the bill. I've read it.
You know, there was a video that got released on Twitter that I saw this week of it was one of Disney's, you know, inside meetings. And there was a woman there saying that, yes, I have a gay agenda. And it's not
secret. It was a Zoom meeting that was leaked out.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you could go through the conspiracy theories about the gay agenda in quotes. But there's a lady in Disney that's pretty far up there that is saying, yes, I have a gay agenda. I want to turn kids gay.
And you go, well, she said that. She said, I have a gay agenda and I'm going to start queering up all of the shows. You know, is what she said somewhere along those lines. Which, I mean, I don't care if there's gay people in cartoons. I don't. Why would I?
Well,
but
why?
She clearly has an agenda to push stuff. You know what I mean? It's
that's weird.
Just let things happen naturally. You know, like it's just crazy to me. She also said another one of the executives said that by the end of the year, every Disney character will be half of them. I'm sorry, half of the Disney characters will be LGBTQ.
I don't know. Like, I'm curious about how these things happen, because I always thought Disney was, you know, growing up, it was kind of conservative, you know.
And, I don't know.
And then all of a sudden, it's just like quite the opposite. But it's like that with a lot of corporations. They all have these diversity and inclusion. CMG has one. I get emails constantly about D&I stuff. My girlfriend is a recruiter for a very specialized thing, so she deals with a lot of highly qualified, overly educated in many instances, folks. And the first thing they ask her is, what does this company have for D&I? And if they don't have anything, they say, no, thank you, I'm not interested. So all this stuff goes back to universities, and particularly Ivy League universities. But now it's pretty much everywhere. I mean, even, it's, you know, when I was in school, I graduated in 2011, and I was way too old to be graduating then, but I graduated in 2011, and it wasn't that bad, but I could see it, you know, seeping in there. So somewhere along the way, it just really just, it was like a tipping point kind of scenario where all of a sudden it was like happening, and then it, boom, exploded, because it seems to be everywhere all over these schools. And I'm assuming that Disney, being this major corporation like this, is recruiting from universities and probably getting the best and brightest from these schools, particularly the Ivy League, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just bizarre to me. You know, it's just it's all over the place, like everywhere. It's in your face everywhere now. It's like, man, let's just all treat everybody well and stop. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like people want to be upset 24/7. They, you know, it's you have to tip around everybody. You have to walk on eggshells around everybody, and you got to worry about what you say and how you say it. And that's why we have Woke News, because we have a ton of material, because it's news, and it seems like all news is very woke now.
Well, you know, kind of going along with this, you know, I don't know if this is necessarily woke news, but it kind of goes hand in hand with our last story. So, and I remember we did a story last week about Disney expanding its operations in a bunch of countries that are not, they don't have a good reaction to the LGBTQ community, a lot of Middle Eastern countries.
Which is proof that it's money over anything and everything. And that's the thing. These people that are bitching and complaining about Ron DeSantis, he doesn't have interest in China. You know what I mean?
Well, see, here's the thing, though, is that and I brought this up last week, too, is they can recoup this money that they lose from people in this country who say, I'm boycotting, Disney, because they can make it up in these other places. And then there's an example of this. This isn't Disney, but this is Warner Brothers, another big company. So there's this movie, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. It's the third in the series. It has something to do with Harry Potter.
Right.
And I remember, I think, didn't J.K. Rowling, who is now like a pariah because she said that trans, she's not bananas about this trans stuff that's going on right now. She made Dumbledore gay, right? Or she said that Dumbledore was gay in the book. Is that correct? And he was gay in the movie, in the Harry Potter movie?
Something like that. Yeah, there was a big gay thing happening with this one. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So Dumbledore's gay. And this is this story takes place before Harry Potter, I believe. Okay. So this is kind of a prequel to Harry Potter.
Nice.
So there's scenes with Dumbledore and his boyfriend. You know, this love story that was happening in this movie.
As gay people will do. That's fine.
But Warner Bros. Said that we're going to go ahead and edit that out for China. So they edited out the relationship between Dumbledore and his boyfriend for the release in China. Only 6 seconds of the movie's 142-minute runtime were removed. Dialogue that was edited out alluded to the romantic past between male characters Dumbledore and Grindelwald. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling revealed Dumbledore was gay in 2009, but the movies had never explicitly referenced the character's sexuality until the third Fantastic Beasts entry. So there we go.
So can we find anything that Warner Brothers has done in the last, I don't know, 2 years where it's like very pro-LGBTQ? Because, you know, it'd be nice to point out the hypocrisy in that.
I mean, could you? Sure. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But, you know, I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, me neither, but I'm sure you could.
Sure. No doubt. I feel like the slap is, we're pretty much done with it, but I had this in woke news last week, and it still bothers me, so I wanted to bring it up and talk with you about it today, because it has to do with stand-up comedy, too.
Oh, okay.
Amy Schumer, she implied that she was going to be stepping away from her active career for a month, as she shared an Instagram snap with her son, Gene, on Thursday morning. The 40-year-old comedian wrapped her arms around her 2-year-old little one and said, out of the office for the next month, thanks. The latest post follows social media share on Wednesday morning, where she admitted that she's still triggered and traumatized by the disturbing moment when Will Smith stormed onto the stage and slapped Chris Rock during the Academy Awards ceremony. Amy followed up her restful post with another snap of the pair being shared to her stories and wrote, ooh, next month, across the shot. Okay. So I guess she's going to take some time off because she's triggered by this.
She's not triggered. She just wants attention. You know, she wants everybody to feel bad for her. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're triggered because Chris Rock got hit? Stop. All right. First of all, yes, he got smacked. Was it disrespectful and horrible? Sure. Was it traumatizing? The only person that should even be a little bit traumatized is Chris Rock. He got hit. But for everybody else, it was just like, whoa. But not enough to where you got to take a month off. Get out of here, you know?
Well, let me play devil's advocate, because I agree with you mostly. But I will say, I mean, her profession is stand-up comedy.
Okay.
She watched the tides change right in front of her eyes, where you can, it's okay to, well... At least I think it's been settled that it's not, but there was at least some pushback. You know, Gayle King and Jim Carrey talked about it, and Gayle King said, well, it seemed like it escalated to that point, and Jim Carrey quickly slapped her down and said, no, you don't do this.
But it didn't escalate, no.
But at the same time, you know, she is a comedian. She is an offensive comedian. She's not scared of offending anybody with things that she says. Now you have this precedent, though. Where you're going, okay, so someone can come up and just, like, hit me now. And that might scare her. And I understand why she might be afraid of that if the precedent is set where now you can smack comedians around.
Yeah, I thought that for a half a second, but that's not the precedent. It really isn't. I think most people know that Will was completely wrong. Almost everybody does. And now, had Will really looked like he was in the right, then I would be like, okay, now it might be open season for comics, for people, you know, the hecklers just go up there and try to slap us or punch us or whatever. But I think 90% of everybody says, yeah, he was a dick in that moment, and they don't want to be a dick in that moment. So I've seen a couple of videos pop up afterwards where people walked on stage, and it didn't end well for them at all. So... nobody's getting on stage with Amy Schumer at her shows. She plays in big, big venues with really good security. You know, she's probably going to be bigger than most of the people that attack her. So she shouldn't be, I don't think, you know, I can't obviously, you know, say how she feels, but it looks like an attention grab to me, you know, and she wants to play this offensive kind of bad girl, then, you know, keep the same energy. I don't see Jessica Kearson not going on stage. I don't see, you know, Michelle Wolf not going on stage. I don't see, you know, a lot of the other, you know, there's a ton of them. I can name off, you know, a bunch of female comics that aren't afraid to get on stage. There are no guy comics that aren't afraid to get on stage right now. I mean, not that I know of. I know gay comics that they're going on stage. You know, I mean, super offensive comics that do crowd work are still going on stage. So she's just rich, dude. She don't have to work for a month.
Yeah, and maybe that's what it is, too, where she's just like, I just did the Oscars. I'm going to take a month off. I mean, people are reading into it a little bit, but I guess she did say she was a little triggered by the, you know, scene. I don't know. I mostly agree with you, but I can also see where that's a little scary for, you know, a famous person now if that precedent's set. But hopefully that precedent isn't set now. You can't just go up and smack somebody because they say something to you. But that's kind of going – that's been going around for a long time now, for years, that if somebody's – that words are violence. Silence is violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all these – no, violence is violence. You can't just attack somebody for saying something. That's why we should protect – this this bastion of liberalism that we held up during the Enlightenment period of our history many hundreds of years ago. But we don't seem to be really doing that if it doesn't go with our point of views, you know, wherever you sit on the spectrum there. I don't know. Look, she is what she is. And I know that she's kind of turned her back on a lot of the people who helped her get to where she is now. I know that she said that she used to be on Fox News. She used to go on Opie and Anthony, and she was saying, oh, no, I was just playing those dummies the entire time to get airtime. And, you know, whatever. She sucks, but whatever.
I mean, she wasn't afraid of getting, bringing that guy in Tampa, bringing the guy up on stage humiliating him because he was wearing a Trump shirt.
Well, maybe she'll.
This is Original 102.5 The Bone On Demand Audio.